Welcome to the Sparks team training call for Monday, March 25th, 2013. Tonight's call, we're going to do one of our direct jobber series. We're going to do an interview with a longtime AMSOIL dealer and direct jobber, Mark Schell. First thing I want to mention, though, is I did a training call about 2 weeks ago, or actually a week and a half on a Wednesday during the day, and this was a special call with a entrepreneur, a home-based business person, and a very successful person in our industry. Her name is Jackie Almer. So if you didn't get to that call when we had it live, it is recorded, and it was a really good call. So check it out on the dealer training site. It's from Wednesday. It was on Wednesday, March 13th. They just find it on the dealer training site, and it's a really good call. Listen to it. It's about 30, 35 minutes long or so. Well, let's get on to the show tonight. We have a special guest. His name is Mark Schell. He's out in Idaho, and I want to have everybody welcome Mark. But, Mark, are you on?
I'm here.
Mark, thanks for calling in tonight. I do appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule today. I know your office is open for business tonight with your customers, so I do appreciate it. I'm sure everybody on the call tonight also appreciates hearing from what you have to say about AMSOIL and the AMSOIL business opportunity and your levels of success. So let's first to start out, let's have a little quick information of where you're located and how long you've been with AMSOIL. And your current level of achievement?
I'm located in Idaho Falls, Idaho, small town of about 60,000 people in southeastern Idaho, approximately 200 miles north of, direct straight north of Salt Lake City. I'm currently a four-star Regency Platinum, I believe it is. So, you know, I've managed to get up the ladder a little bit. Been with AMSOIL since 1977, probably got really serious in about 1981. And so I've been at it, you know, pretty much direct since 1981.
You worked your AMSOIL business while you had a full-time career. What type of career were you involved with, and when did you actually retire from that?
I was I started off as an engineer, and then I was the engineering supervisor, and then I moved into project manager, and then I was the manager of project managers for the Idaho National Engineering Lab, which is a Department of Energy nuclear facility. And so I was around nuclear power and nuclear research and development for 31 years. And I worked my AMSOIL business part-time while doing that. And so I made it, you know, really, really go over the time, and then I had to stay until the golden handcuffs got off. And the day that they come off, the day before, I turned in my notice of, let me go. And so they had a buyout, and I took it. So it was kind of nice.
Good deal. And I think we have a story later on in the program. It's very interesting. We've talked about it before, and we'll bring that up.
Okay.
Your current qualifications, I know you're a very technical kind of guy, and you have a lot of different skills, and you've really worked on your personal development and your education throughout the years. Let's hear about some of your personal your current qualifications.
Well, I do hold a bachelor's of science in mechanical engineering. And that actually has been beneficial. I do hold a master's in business administration, so I understand the technical side and I understand the business side, so I can deal with the accountants and those kind of folks if we need to. And then I am one of a few STLA certified lubrication specialists through the Society of Tribologists and Lubrication Engineers, and that's been a good feather for your cap. It's pretty hard to achieve. I wouldn't recommend it for everybody. It costs quite a bit of money to achieve that level, but I just decided that was something that would be beneficial to the business. And so when somebody comes up and they want to, compare credentials, I don't have any fear. You know, we can compare credentials, and I generally trump them. You know, it's kind of the big stick in the closet approach on that thing. I don't bring it out all the time. I don't, but if it becomes beneficial or necessary, I'm more than happy to, mention that. And there's only about 1,000 certified lubrication specialists in the world. And it's a real pain in the neck to get. And you have to maintain it and recertify every 3 years. So this is my recertification. This will be the 9th year I've had it. So I plan to keep it. I don't want to go back and retake the test.
I understand. I think when we talked earlier, there's only about 5 AMSOIL dealers in the whole company that have this certification as a certified lubrication specialist.
Three dealers have it, and two employees from AMSOIL Corporate have it.
Okay. And has this helped you to get some sales, especially, I guess, some technical sales maybe?
It does help with that. There's no getting around it. And what I tell everybody is, if you need somebody to, back you up, I typically will do that. I'll just, I'll pull out their credentials and sign my name with the CLS certification. And that generally, ends it, well, I need to talk to my mechanic about using your oil. Okay, what's his certification? What's his qualifications? Here's mine. Ask him for his. And so that generally ends the discussion.
Well, that's definitely. I find that most mechanics, they go to school or whatnot. They don't lubrication is one thing they really don't cover, and especially the way it's changing nowadays. They're unaware of all the different. Things going on in lubrication, especially oil, drivetrain fluids, and whatnot.
I
would imagine this is not necessary to have. And I guess to sum it up, you are constantly working on your craft. We're professional AMSOIL dealers. You've been at it for 35 years or whatnot. So you're constantly working on your craft, constantly educating yourself, constantly getting better. And that is just, I guess, the sum of everything that you've been working on for the last 30-something years. You don't need to be a certified lubrication specialist to sell AMSOIL products. It's something that you desired as you were working towards knowing more about what we do every day.
Yeah, I'd say that. It's not necessary. It's just something that I decided to pursue. You certainly can do a great job without it. It's just it has some benefit sometimes. But I will tell you that I studied for about 4 weeks, a very hard study through multiple books. I took a course that was a week long, and the course started at 8 o'clock in the morning, knocked off at 5 o'clock, had dinner, studied all night until midnight, did that all week long, and then took the exam on Saturday. And basically what they said is half the people in the class wouldn't take the exam, and half the people that took the exam wouldn't pass. And it was $500 to take the exam.
Wow.
And if you fail it, you have to wait a year to take it again.
Oh, my gosh.
So
I bet you know things that I could only possibly never imagine about lubrication and whatnot.
Like I said, it has its value, but it is really the course. I figure I got about $8,000 to $10,000 in that certification.
Ooh.
So
oh my.
It's not for everybody.
Gotcha. Well, let's move on to, the bread and butter, where the money comes from.
Mm-hmm.
In your AMSOIL dealership. I know everybody that's listening on the call tonight, and as many AMSOIL dealers there are across the country, that's how many different ways there are to operate an AMSOIL business. When you started, obviously, some things have changed since when you started till now, but what type of AMSOIL dealership do you typically operate as far as the way you get most of your customers and the way you sell most of your products?
We do mostly, I do a lot of work through trade shows. I like doing trade shows. And my business model is primarily the what we would call, I guess, a storefront type operation. I have a heavy inventory. But when you have a heavy inventory, a lot of people come to you, and I get a chance to interchange with those people as they come in for product, and I can talk to them about other things that they might need. A lot of times they'll lead me to somebody else that needs product. I certainly, you know, do a lot of that type stuff. You know, we're always working on that. And when you can buy in large quantities, there's a 10% discount, and that 10% discount can generate a lot of money too. So, you know, that adds a lot of power to it. But, you know, in order to do what I do, I've got a forklift truck. So when the truck shows up, you know, I typically am taking 3 or 4 pallets worth of product off that truck, sometimes as much as 8 pallets. You know, it's a major operation. But when I started, the only option was that type of business. There wasn't anything else. There was only dealerships, and it was you could only buy product by the case. You couldn't buy broken cases. They didn't ship to individuals, you know. So that was the only model that was available at the time. Some ways I think it adds a lot of strength to your business because, you know, when I go out and I look in the shop or the garage and it's full, I think this stuff's got to go away. And so I'm out pushing it. And then when it gets low, I get nervous and I think, oh my God, I got to have some more stuff. And so I buy large again, and then I'm constantly operating between those two bands, you know. So keep you rolling, so to speak, you know. Oh, I got too much. I got to get rid of it. Oh, I haven't got anything. Oh, my God, what if somebody shows up, you know? So, you know, it's that kind of an operation. It has its pluses and minuses, but, you know, a lot of times people want it. They don't want it 2 or 3 days from now. They want it right now. They want it tonight, you know, and so there's a lot to be said for that.
So. Exactly, and the convenience there, and you're in a small town. I just pulled up Idaho Falls on here. It says it's a census of 2011 was 57,600 people. Mm-hmm. So you're not in a huge metropolitan area,
nope.
And you've got this warehouse. Like you say, you're buying $10,000 or $20,000 of AMSOIL at a time, and you're selling that out and then replenishing that. And I guess also for folks that are going to the AMSOIL University/convention, they get an additional 10% on that. So
mm-hmm.
I bet you're going to put in a hefty order in July for that.
Guaranteed. Mm-hmm.
They're paying your way. It costs you money if you didn't go, I guess, is what I've heard.
It would cost me money if I didn't go. That's true. That is true. Mm-hmm.
We talked a little bit about this is a business, and many people getting started. I don't know, they don't consider it a business or hobby or something. And let's talk a little bit about that. You know, what are your thoughts on the, so you have a business degree and the business management and all that. Do you what would you say to somebody that's listening in about treating this like a business and the different various aspects of that?
That's really very simple. If you treat it like a business, it will become one. If you treat it like a hobby, it will become one. And the hobbies don't pay near as well as the businesses. And if you look at baseball, the guys that make it to the pro leagues in any, you know, team are the ones that get paid the most. Not that they're necessarily that much better than the guys that play in the farm leagues, but they're just that little bit better. And so I would tell you to treat it like a business. Treat it like a true business. And, you know, it's astonishing what it can become. You know, it's basically allowed me to retire early from corporate America, just walk away and be done with it. And believe me, that was a wonderful day, you know, getting free from that. You know, basically I have my own time. I can do what I want. I have enough money. I can do what I want, and I've got enough time. And so, you know, obviously treat it like a business. Have a separate checking account. Have a separate credit card. You know, do those kinds of things and spend your money out of the business checking account and, you know, and the business credit card and keep really good records. A lot of the money in the beginning for dealers is in tax advantages because the tax write-offs are huge. And so if you'll take care of your taxes and you know, understand the rules and play accordingly, you know, I'm not saying cheat them. I'm just saying use them. You'll be astonished what you can do. So it's real important to, you know, to sit down and look at it as a business. If you do that, it makes, I think, all the difference in the world.
Yeah, and I agree, and especially anybody that's currently employed with their full-time job, and you know, if you're making money already, you're paying Uncle Sam money, and to get that back in the legitimate tax deduction, like you say, you're not cheating or anything. You're getting what's due to you as being a business owner, and employees do not get that advantage. You cannot ever get some of these advantages being an employee as opposed to being a business owner. And just being an AMSOIL dealer and treating this like a business, you are a business owner. Mm-hmm. And if you pay Uncle Sam $10,000 or $20,000 a year in income taxes and you get some or all of that back, that's money that you earned. Whether you get it back from Uncle Sam or you earned it selling products, you earned that money to begin with. And that's a very important advantage, I think, of being an AMSOIL dealer.
That's what you're going to see in the beginning. There's encouragement for you to do that, and then later on, you'll start making the money. But in the beginning, your big money, I think, is from tax deductions. And what I always tell people is, you know, whatever you like to do, make it pay you. You know, if it's hunting, great. Take somebody hunting with you and say, Sam, I figured out how to make hunting tax deductible. And if his ears don't perk up, he's dead. You know, and if you like fishing or you like golf or you like boats or you like guns or you like whatever, make your hobbies work for you. You know, talk to somebody on the golf course. You're going to be with them for 3 hours, you know. And so, you know, excuse me, make everything work for you.
I agree. That's a tremendous part of the AMSOIL business, and when, like you say, when you're first starting out, the income from the business that you're selling the product, that takes a little time to build up. People don't realize that, but that does take a little bit of time, mm-hmm. of getting the customers in the pipeline, getting new customers, doing the shows, putting forth the effort, so that later on that money will far outstrip the amount that you get back in your taxes and so forth.
Yeah, it will. And you know, like I said, the first year I think I was in business was $1,000 I sold, and the second year was $5,000, and the third year was $15,000, and now I sell, you know, 3 or 4 times that a month. So,
wow.
You know, the level just keeps going up and up and up, and you know, you just, you know, that's what happens. But it's the other beauty of this particular business is this is a leveraged business. You can't do it all yourself. I've got, as of last count, I've got 14 downline direct jobbers that are frontline to me. And so, and I'd like to have 25 or 30 of them. You know, it takes a while to develop them, but once you get them to that point, it makes a big difference. And, you know, the other thing I'd tell you is have fun doing it. You know, just enjoy it. Have a lot of fun doing it. I think that's real critical. So, you know, it's... I thoroughly enjoy selling people product and making their equipment run better. And really, we have two products. There's only two products in AMSOIL, two product types, I should say. One is tangible and one is intangible. The tangible product is what's in the bottle, the jar, the can, etc. The intangible product is the business that you can offer somebody that can change their life. And if we really sit down and think about it, the average person in the United States makes roughly $40,000 a year, give or take a few dollars, it doesn't really matter. But when all the bills are paid, what they got left over at the end of the month is about $300. So you can spend $10 a day any way you want, okay? That's your financial freedom. That's not very significant, okay? So if we set up and we get them in the AMSOIL business and we teach them how to make $300 a month in their AMSOIL business, okay, we've literally doubled their lifestyle by that $300 additional income in from either commissions or retail profit. And so if they pick up $300, you double that person's lifestyle. You allow them to put money away to put Johnny and Susie through college or save up some money for that new car or pay off the credit cards or whatever it is that they want to do. And so we got two products, tangibles and intangibles. And a lot of times we focus too much on the tangibles and not enough on the business expansion. That's just my thinking. So you
see that with some of the people that you work with over the years, that they're not taking that intangible product that we have and understanding it enough to mm-hmm. present that to somebody else. And is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I would agree. It seems most AMSL dealers, you know, they're very product-oriented, and we're a product-oriented company. But AMSL, it makes no they don't hide it. You know, the overriding for our marketing plan is a business opportunity for AMSL dealers. I have that in writing. I show that to everybody because mm-hmm. that's how we expand business and how we get what you call that leverage. You only have so much time. Me and you and everybody listening to the call, we only have so much personal time. And to sell products personally, you are limiting yourself. But if you can train somebody else to do the same thing and give them the same exact opportunity that you have for success, they then can help leverage that time with you. And I think that's the beauty of the AMSL business.
Mm-hmm. It is. I agree.
Let's go over here to this story of how you fired your boss. I just think it's the greatest thing ever. How long you were involved with AMSL when you did this, and how that story goes along when you fired your boss.
Well, I really enjoyed what I was doing. Working around nuclear power and nuclear energy and nuclear experiments and nuclear reactors. For an engineer, that's really intriguing. However, the government made it kind of an undesirable job. They would tie both hands behind your back and see if you could still get the job done. The frustration level was relatively high. So I just kept on going along, and the last job that I had was an $18 million job to move uranium nitrate from Idaho to Oak Ridge, Tennessee. And we were moving, it was about $10 billion worth of uranium nitrate, 93% enriched. So it's bomb quality stuff. And so we had it shipped by the super safe transport through all the states and all the regulations and headaches and, you know, fear and everybody protesting and, you know, the former Navy SEALs in front and back and, all that kind of stuff. And so we got it all done, and the company got awarded $600,000 if I got the job done on or before a certain date and under the budget, on or under the budget, which I succeeded in doing. And then they decided to give me an award for that, and they awarded me $125 before taxes. And they said they didn't have any money to give me, and I said, I just made you clown $600,000. And I said, it was despite all of your impacts that tried to make me fail. I said, I did it anyways. Well, that's all we got. And so I said, well, obviously you need this money more than I do, so take it back. Well, they don't have a procedure for that. And I said, so write one. Do you know what that'll cost? And I said, yeah, that's the idea. So I forced them to take their money back. It was pretty funny. And then they come up with the deal, they were offering a buyout, and I had reached the age where the golden handcuffs come off, and so I put in for the buyout, and my boss comes in to me, and he says, do you realize this is a small town, and, you know, that money won't last forever, and what are you going to do? You'll be starving to death, and I can't hire you back, and, you know, you really need to rethink this. And I said, you don't understand. I have put all the money that I've made from this place in the bank for the last 2 years running straight. And this money that you're paying me is really nice, but I said, I make more money outside this business than I make inside here. And I said, I was just waiting for the day when I could escape. I've reached escape velocity, so I'm out of here. And so he says, well, we had big plans for you. I said, yeah, just like the other one, give me $125 again. I said, you know, that really rattles my cage. So I've been working AMSOIL and doing a lot of things and traveling some, and I do dress professionally. One of the things I've done is I went down and bought a blazer, and I have my blazer has the AMSOIL logo sewed right into it. So that blazer's committed. You know, it's, It's not a patch that I put on and take off, or, you know, put on with Velcro and take off. It's sewed on, and everybody knows it. So I was in the airport one day, leaving, and the vice president of engineering for the corporation that I worked for saw me and saw that, and he says, AMSOIL. I said, yeah. I said, that's what I do on the side. So, oh, okay. And so when I got retired, or was leaving, laid off officially, at my request, they hauled me in there and they started feeding me a bunch of baloney about, well, we got to let people go, and, you know, it's really sad. I finally gave them the timeout sign for football and said, look, what you're telling me and what I know are not congruent, so let's not even talk about it anymore. I said, I volunteered for this. I want it out. I said, I don't need to hear the song and dance that you got for everybody else. And so the vice president of engineering was there, so he says, so what are you going to do, go run your little AMSOIL business? And I thought about it for at least 30 seconds, and I thought, and I said, you know, I don't have to be nice to this guy anymore. So I let him have it. I said, well, let me tell you, the little AMSOIL business, I make more money than you do warming a chair as the vice president of engineering. So, yeah, I'm going to go run my little national AMSOIL business. And I told him I was, you know, in the top 10 in the company, in the nation. And I said, so I don't need your money. I said, and I don't want your grief. So I'm out of here. I said, you made this big offer, you know, to buy me out, and I'm taking it. So I got left a little bit earlier than I had planned. My wife and I had planned, actually, to hire a limo and have it come pick me up. And I was going to have some speakers on the top. I was going to have them play the Johnny Paycheck record, Take This Job and Shove It. But I didn't quite get that done, which was disheartening. But it would have been fun. But they never let you know exactly when they're going to let you go. You know, the kind of a secretive operation. But it was nice to get released, you know. It's just nice to get released.
And I guess saying all that, it does come true. And I think, I guess, working over the years, you probably never envisioned it to work out the way it did, but it has, and now you have that time freedom. And going forward, let's look, say, the goals that you worked on, and, we mentioned something about putting your own carrot out there for your reach or your own goals or whatever, and would you think that's important? To do that for yourself, to really push yourself to the next level in your business?
Oh, I think that's very critical to have something to strive for. You know, I do. I think you should have something that you're always working towards. You should always appreciate the work and the accomplishments that you've achieved today, but you should always be looking for what you're going to obtain tomorrow. Never belittle what you've accomplished as of this point. I think, you know, but work on what you're going to get tomorrow. If you don't look forward, here's the deal. The past is history, and the only thing you can do is learn from it. We live in today, which is a good thing, but tomorrow is the future, but it's unpromised. And so, you know, learn from the history, live for today, focus on what you want in the future.
I tell people all the time, the next 10 years are going to come by if you do nothing or you do something. So let's just take the next 10 years. And I've always said, you know, when I make this level in my business, when I make Greg Jobber, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to buy myself a new computer. I'm going to buy myself a new F-150 pickup truck. I'm going to go buy myself a 30-acre farm down the road or what have you. I just keep putting these goals out in front of myself. My next 5-year goal is I'm going to build a house on the 30 acres with the AMSOIL money. So you just keep working those goals and keep working at them. And I know you've probably done some of the same exact things. So,
yeah, I've bought houses and airplanes and Corvettes and, you know, so yeah. Yeah, it's a very good thing, you know.
Yeah.
But you have to have something that you're striving for. Otherwise, you're not going to get ahead. You know, if you become perfectly satisfied with what you got, that's all you're going to get. So you can't become totally satisfied. You know, appreciate the accomplishments, but never become totally satisfied. That's, you know, that's kind of my thinking.
Yeah, I'm ambitiously content. I heard that from somebody, one of motivational speakers, and you know, how can you be ambitious and content at the same time? Well, that's a place to be, I think. So just be ambitious but content at the same time. Let's go on. I know you do a radio show, a weekly radio show. It's on Saturday mornings, and I'll put that in the show notes so people can link to it or whatever. And I think it's a really good show. I've listened to several of them. And you actually do that. You partnered with a mechanic in your area. And I think any AMSL dealer, they don't necessarily have to do a weekly radio show, but partnering with some key people in your local area, I think, is an important thing in your business. And let's talk briefly about, you know, finding a partner to work with.
Yeah, finding somebody. You know, I used to do all the oil changes and all that kind of stuff, and I had the equipment and all that, but it got to the point where I just had to decide that I'm better off to sell the product and let somebody else put it in. And so I went to find a really nice, clean shop. I think that's really important. And I worked with the guy. I've, you know, worked with him a lot. And, you know, finally he could see what AMSL was doing with the equipment and what it was doing for his business. And so what I do is I go ahead and sell my customers the oil products that they need, and they take it over to him, and he puts it in for, and he does it for the labor. But what happens is he ends up with a new potential customer, and he gets the car up on the rack, and they look at it, and it's got leaky shocks, or the exhaust is shot, or the guy says, well, you know, it's been pulling to the right, or, you know, whatever. And so he builds a good customer, you know, out of that. And so the guy goes back for that. And if he buys oil from him, he just, you know, writes a commission credit transfer to me, and I write them to him, and it works out just fine. But, you know, I'm his outside salesman. I send him a lot of times, guys go over, get the oil changed. And he said sometimes it's $1,000 later because they wanted this done, they wanted that done. You know, once they walked in his shop and saw how clean it was, he mops the floors. You know, it's a really, really clean facility. And he really knows AMSOIL. And he really knows the vehicles. In fact, he's rated by ASE as world-class, and he's rated in the NAPA ASE system as one of the top five mechanics in the NAPA system, which covers about 210,000 mechanics. So
wow.
He's in the top five. So the guy really knows his stuff. And so he's on a radio with me to answer the electronic questions and, you know, what side the alternator's on in the 94, you know, Dodge Coronet. I mean, he knows all that stuff, and I know the oil stuff, and so it works out well. And if you'd like to listen in on the radio station, just give me an email. You can send it to me and say, please add me to your notice list, and I'll give you the email address. It's A as in Alpha, M as in Mike, S is in Sierra, P is in Papa, E is in Echo, A is in Alpha, K is in Kilo, the number 2, at gmail.com. I send out a notice each week. This week's radio station, we're actually going to go into a grant because I live in a farming area, and so I've got an interview with Richard Halepa that I believe we're going to put on the radio this week.
Oh, so, excellent. I'll be listening on that for sure. You talked on a couple of months ago, or I don't know when it was, you did some of grand stuff and was talking about how the cow, the cow hay was so much better. When they went and tested it, it was just a phenomenal information, for sure.
Yeah, we've had really, really good luck with that, and we're starting to crack that market. It's been a real tough uphill battle, but I had a guy call me today that wants a tote of that. Well, a tote of a grand is $4,500, guys. You know, and so, you know, that's a big sale. I got to sell a lot of oil to make $4,500.
I've never had a first sale that, you know, I met a guy, for some at Grand. This was about 4 years ago. He called me up. He says, well, I want to meet you personally. I don't feel like I can do business unless we met. We met at a Cracker Barrel about 45 minutes away. I showed him some of the stuff, told him this stuff's going to work for sure. And he says, well, I'm either going to do this or I'm going to go back to what I was doing. It's going to cost me $5,000 with a grand, but if I were going to go back to conventional fertilizer, it's going to cost me $15,000. He right then, you know, place the order. The first order was, it wasn't a tote, but it was like four drums because he needed two drums of one thing and one drum of another. But it was like four drums of products right off the bat, just lickety split, and didn't have no problem writing a $5,000 check.
Yeah, it's I think it's a huge market, and you know we're going after it. But it's I'd certainly encourage everybody to play with it, and.
Yep.
You can write off your garden and your garden tools and your camera that you take pictures of your garden and all the flowers that your wife wants. They're all tax-deductible, guys.
Yep.
And you eat the profits.
You get to eat the profits, exactly. And you get to take the photos and do your own little, I don't really call them experiments. I call them field demonstrations because
yeah,
we know the products work.
Mm-hmm.
And, we do our own field demonstrations, put your own little ag grand sign out in your yard, and people are going to stop and say, wow, it's a lovely looking whatever you're growing, tomatoes and flowers, and they'll want to buy some of your products for sure. And it's a different marketplace, but if it's something you're interested in, there is so much money out there to sell ag grand. The potential is humongous. I agree.
Yeah.
Let's close up. I appreciate all the information you've put forth. Let's talk really quick about the training, the convention. Are you signed up for the convention, and would you recommend anybody listening in to go to the convention?
Oh, yeah.
July 18th through the 20th for the convention, and then the core technology is the 16th through the 18th.
Right. And, you know, basically what I tell people is, you know, I think – more of what you get out of that is you come home with a different level of confidence. You come home with a different attitude about the company, the people, the facilities, the precision that they put into their products. You come home different. And, you know, you can just say, I've been to the factory, you know, and I've met the people. You know, have you met the people at Chevron or have you met the people at Castrol? No. Okay. And you can say, I've been to the factory, I see what they do. And it just changes your whole level of confidence. And basically what it amounts to, it's an investment in yourself. And, you know, what's a better thing to invest in my opinion, you know, than yourself and your knowledge. And so you're going to come away with knowledge. You're going to learn a lot of stuff after class or inadvertently and in restaurants or, just hanging out with other people. And, you know, I just think that it's worth a tremendous amount. I know that every dealer that I've gotten to go to that comes back massively changed and much more committed. And, you know, I think it's a great investment in yourself. And I would tell you to take your significant other with you, too. Take your wife with you, you know. It's more of a feel situation. My wife is very involved in the business. Right now she's downstairs selling product. You know, there's people coming in and taking stuff away and leaving us money. Well, what a good thing. They're getting a great product to use, and, you know, we're making some money, you know, because of what we're offering. And that's really the free enterprise system, I think, in the purest state. But I absolutely would go to that. Absolutely. I've been to every
school. And then they get
school.
To meet you and shake your hand for doing a great job on tonight's program. And like you say, visiting with – you get to talk to anybody from the top of the magazine down, you know, ask them a question or whatever. And there's there's thousands of people there that are like I said, everybody's doing their Amsoil business differently, and they might get some ideas that really are going to launch you to the next level of success.
Mm-hmm.
So I did have one question. David Bell presented. He said he'd like to ask you one question. He says, Mark – what would you do differently if you were starting over today as a brand new Amsoil dealer?
I'd probably work harder. Work a lot more, a lot harder. I would put more into it earlier on, you know, is certainly what I would have done. And I would have just, you know, stayed in the harness and worked it, you know, just as hard as I possibly could. You know, I think the more that... You know, here's the deal. Everybody's got 24 hours a day, and at some point in time, Amsoil had no part of your life. And this business has got to earn a place on your time plate. And in the beginning, it gets a little sliver. And if you get a good return on investment, you'll do more. And so what I would say is invest in yourself and invest in your business and invest in learning, the sooner you do that, the faster it's going to grow. And I think that's real important. And then decide what kind of model you want, whether you want a purely wholesale business or if you want to run a storefront operation like I do, a warehouse-type operation. Every one of them has pluses and minuses, you know. And I always try to apply what's best for that customer. Whatever's going to be best for that customer, that's what I do for them, whatever that happens to be. And I build a lot of customer trust that way, and, you know, I got great relationships with people all over the country. What's that worth? That's worth a lot, you know. So I just say, you know, kick in and make it a dedicated effort. I'm going to pour 10 hours a week into it every week. I'm going to pour 15, whatever, two. Pick a number and just do it, you know. Really commit yourself to it. The earlier, the better.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I probably tell you the honest truth. I don't work hard enough either, and if I were to say the exact same thing, I should have worked harder. And it's just the more you work at it, the funner it gets. The harder you work, the luckier you get. I've heard that before, and the money just comes and so forth. But we appreciate you for getting on tonight, Mark. I honestly do. You're not in our group. You're not our direct line or anything like that. These calls are for the benefit of everybody in AMSL that chooses to find our site and listen to them. I think just like your radio show, anybody can listen to it, and it's just phenomenal information. You know, we can download your radio show and listen to it in the car instead of listening to that rap music or whatever. And same with this call. Maybe there's a brand new AMSL dealer on your team or something that would like to hear more about you as a sponsor and so forth. And I know you do a great job at that as well. So we do appreciate that tremendously. And
no
appreciate
problem.
Everything you've done before us. I've often said if I had to start AMSL in 1973, it would have been very difficult for me to just do some of these things. You know, no internet, no computer, no cell phone. You had to make a call. You had to pull over to a and put a quarter in and probably 10 cents back then. I don't even know.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, some of the things we have now are luxuries, and you didn't have them back then, and you had to start your business a certain way. And I do appreciate you for being one of those initial people that has been working at AMSL for really since 1977. This company was just brand new, basically, back then.
People used to say to us, "You want me to use imitation oil in my car?"
Imitation oil. Well, did you tell them they're eating imitation butter? So it's good for you back then.
Yeah, we had,
everybody thought it was, you know.
Yeah. We had to have answers for that, but we don't have that anymore. It's a little bit easier today.
Exactly. It's a lot easier today. So with that, Mark, I appreciate that, and I hope you have a wonderful and blessed Easter weekend and Easter, and I hope that we see you up there at the convention. And,
oh, yeah, I'll be there.
We'll definitely stop and say hi for sure. Well, I've got the call off mute. I want everybody that thought this was a great call tonight just to speak up and tell Mark thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Very much from Oklahoma.
Thanks, Mark. Great job.
Thank you, Mark.
And have a great night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, Michael.
Good night, Michael.